the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the savage jaw of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80, but rather you won't
wear. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. But for every $100 or more donation, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in the size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. Why not spread the word about free speech and style? Great conversation starter. Spreading the word about RBN. Win-win situation there, folks. And, of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can go right to our donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. Use PayPal if you're comfortable. PayPal is a relatively secure means of online transaction. And of course, you can call our staff. If you just want to call us, that's never a problem, folks. Our staff's always able to take a moment out of their day to take down your information in a friendly manner. And, of course, that would be 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can always just mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure that RBN continues to broadcast uncensored content well into the future. And I have a Friday co-host here. Mr. Whitener was unable to make it, but I have William Repillum here today. Hello, William.
Those are some big shoes to fill, Mr. Whitener. Man, he's just a rapid-fire information dispenser.
and the passion he has, right, William?
Yeah. So I'm honored to sit in his spot for a minute.
Absolutely. It's always good to have you here. And I'm sorry I, again, you know, didn't give much time to you gentlemen to chat on Wednesday. I don't know. I guess I had just been missing a lot of news stories that I wanted to cover in recent days. I just wanted to get it all out there and kind of pressed for time. But I always appreciate having you on, absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, are you more optimistic or less optimistic as time goes on since Biden's decree regarding just how the United States as a whole, you know, is going to respond to this, the public?
Well, I'm definitely sure that we have to go through some hard times. And, you know, I'm kind of following along with timeline that's laid out in the Bible, because that's been uncannily true. And, you know, I don't think that there's, you know, it's like we have this hope that comes up with people thinking things are going to turn around with something like Gavin Newsom is going to be recalled. Well, I think we all knew that wouldn't happen. That was probably more just to demoralize us and make us feel terrible. But, you know, I mean, I know some of you out there aren't really religious. I'm not religious either at all. I really don't even go to church. I mean, I do once in a while or whatever. The church and people don't wear masks. So at least that's good. But, you know, I try to, I've been reading the Bible. I've been following with Lorraine Day's Bible studies. They're pretty awesome, actually. But anyway, if you look at Revelation, look at the book of Revelation, you see that you know, it's going to be once they lock down, because they are going to probably get this, but then they're going to lock down everything. So try to position yourself in a way that you can survive what's coming, I would say. But once they do that, it's 42 months that they'll have it on lockdown, right? And I don't know if it's already started or not. According to Lorraine Day, she says it's after they banned the Bible. But, I mean, 42 months sounds like 3.5 years. That sounds like kind of close to maybe Biden's administration, you know, time. So I don't know. You asked. That's kind of where, personally, I'm kind of coming from with it.
Okay. I heard you mention anticipating, when we were speaking privately, anticipating power grid shutdowns even. I mean, you're not ruling that out at some point.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
A lot of people would think that sounds just far out still. I mean, what would be the rationale? I mean, just certain sectors due to, I mean, I don't know.
The rationale is what they've already done in California. Mm-hmm. Remember the rolling blackouts?
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like they do little pilot tests on stuff like that. Plus, they're burning up. I mean, anybody at this point who thinks that California wildfires are happening organically, I think you're just keeping your head buried in the sand and that you need to think about that, you know? And a lot of people do think that, you know, they just will not go there with like, okay, yeah, maybe they're trying to do that on purpose. But if you understand their overall goal is to push everyone out of the rural areas, this is their stated goal in Agenda 21. If you read the document that they have on Agenda 21, then you'll see that that's their goal, is to push everybody into these smart apartments that they're building like crazy everywhere, and in where they can easily surveil everybody. There should be like a 5G tower right there. And, you know, every single thing you do will be under surveillance. You know, this is how control freak these satanic oligarchs are, because they know that their time is limited and they know that people are discovering what they've done, and they know that that they're guilty of just the most heinous crimes. Let's say 400 million of us killed people, murdered in the last 100 years, you know, all in all. So that's kind of, yeah. Any comments on that?
Well, it has been a gradual descent into this. Many are identifying it as corporatism at this point. I mean, the corporations are not fused with the government. They control the government rather than the opposite, or even anything with equal influence.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly correct. Yeah.
And the artificial scarcity, it's going to be real scarcity for us who experience it, but I mean artificially created, you know,
right.
Engineered.
We got the Holodomor to look back to in history, which anybody in the mainstream doesn't even know what that is. They don't know what the Jewish Bolshevism was. They don't know what the Holodomor was. They don't know how many Christians were murdered in Russia before all the Christians were murdered in Germany and the rest of, in Eastern Europe. They're just not aware of this. And that is the great tragedy. So to try to, you know, you see it coming again here in America now, with Bill Gates buying up all the farmland and them not wanting anybody to own anything. You will own nothing and be happy. And private property is kind of like the last private property, and guns is sort of their last thing. They've got the New World Order on lockdown other than that at this point.
And as far as the attack on those who care about the law, the rule of law, it pretty much is it's kind of a way of attacking those who do care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. to go after the Trump supporters, you know, and like the September 6th incident and the wake of it, all these people in prison. There's an interesting brief commentary from Chris Black. He was also singling out Lindsey Graham a bit, who's been giving his two cents on this upcoming event. So this is supposed to be, what, tomorrow, right? September 18th, Saturday?
On what event is this?
Oh, well, it's in protest against the people who are being locked up indefinitely, perhaps, regarding January 6th. And even Trump is out there saying that it's a setup. You know, this, yeah, there's...
protest against them? Oh, protest against them.
A rally planned for tomorrow. Saturday, September 18th, regarding the people who are locked up from the 6th of January. But no, there was a brief commentary here from Chris Black. Republicans throw January 6th protesters under the bus, he titles it.
Yeah.
When so many people complain about the GOP, a constant refrain is the RINO label thrown around as a cope. He says that tag needs to die. There is no such thing as a pure Republican. As much as I don't fall into the party politics, it's clear, though, that, like, you know, everyone who claims to be Republican is a centrist these days. If you consider hearing about the rule of law, nationalism, you know, what we've already had in this country. I mean, that's what conservatism has meant to me growing up, at least. So this says, Lindsey Graham is the post-Trump face of the Republican Party.
The guy who fist pumped Kamala Harris.
He's not complimenting him here. He says the poster child of conservative politics in America, gay, liberal, weak, corrupt, and morally bankrupt. Graham is the model boy politician in Y-America. Selling the white working class out is not a feature. Selling the white working class out is a feature and not a bug. And some of the quotes he gave here, Graham. They need to take a firm line, buddy. If anybody gets out of line, they need to whack them. They need to whack them. Okay. Justice for January 6th is this rally. Okay. And so Graham is saying that this Capitol Hill rally, Justice for J6, occurring tomorrow, needs a zero tolerance policy. A rally planned for September 18th in support of the Capitol rioters should be met with zero tolerance policing, according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. They need to take a firm line, buddy. Again, he said to the police of the New York Times. He said of the police, rather, to the New York Times. If anybody gets out of line, they need to whack them. And, you know, Jeez. Others are talking wow. about how... But even the you know, the shots, the ostracizing of people who go against the COVID narrative and these shots being some savior, that's so politicized. A lot of people are pointing that out as a way of trying to manipulate the masses. So some are saying, let's just call it what it is, a culture war. Leave science out of it. The whole thing has hurt science more than reinforce it. And that's so true.
Right. Yeah, there's no science behind what they're doing. It's quack science. It's Frankenstein science. Asymptomatic spreaders and
yes,
you know, other stuff.
Right. So I wanted to primarily highlight with the rest of this segment these letters that are being given to doctors. I don't know if I have dates on too many of them here, but this was brought out, and it was a document, an article I thought was pulled. I don't know what happened. Seems like maybe Gmail didn't want to let me. Once I Gmailed it to myself, the link, I'll email myself a lot of links sometimes for convenience and organizing, but it wasn't letting me open it through Gmail. So yeah, I maybe identifying it as COVID misinformation. So I actually thought the other day that it was pulled, which I'll see at times. You know, some of these independent media article sites will occasionally pull an article within hours of it going up, either just to retitle it so the link might get changed because of that, or just because someone didn't feel comfortable about it, and you know, that they occasionally can have limits, you know, regarding what they, as independent as some may be. But this one, medical bureaucrats threatening doctors, is still up. And it was originally put out by a Jim Quinn, but it was at Investment Watch blog. I can't read. Let's see. The bureaucratic.
Shite weasels.
Yeah, there you go. In control, the bureaucratic weasels, okay, in control of the medical specialty and state licensing boards, are threatening doctors with suspensions of specialty certification and licensure if they don't follow the prime directive regarding this, you know, this whole pandemic and these shots. So one is a joint statement from ABP, ABFM, and ABIM on dissemination of misinformation by board-certified physicians about COVID-19. And it's just a straight-out threat the way I see it here. The Federation of State Medical Boards, FSMB, which supports its member state medical licensing boards, has recently issued a statement saying that providing misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine contradicts physicians' ethical and professional responsibilities, and therefore may subject a physician to disciplinary actions, including suspension or revocation of their medical license. We at the American Board of Family Medicine, the American Board of Internal Medicine, and the American Board of Pediatrics support FSMB's position. We also want all physicians certified by our boards to know that such unethical or unprofessional conduct may prompt their respective board to take action that could put their certification at risk. Expertise matters, and board-certified physicians have demonstrated that they have stayed current in their field. Spreading misinformation or falsehoods about the public to the public during a time of a public health emergency goes against everything our boards and our community of board-certified physicians stand for. The evidence that we have safe, effective, and widely available vaccines against COVID-19 is overwhelming. We are particularly concerned about physicians who use their authority to denigrate vaccination at a time when vaccines continue to demonstrate excellent effectiveness against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Now, I'm going to just stop right there. I want to get your feedback on that one alone, William.
Oh, that's such gold right there, because, you know, that's just, you just show that to any normie and you say, hey, you're not allowed to have a different opinion. You're not allowed to explore the what's defined as a scientific method. And that means that the science is never settled on anything. You know, you're always learning and discovering. And the whole point of science is to be able to introduce questions about it, right? And the whole process of discovery. What they're doing here is they're saying that is not allowed. You must accept our viewpoint, which you know, people can argue, well, yeah, the science is settled on this. You know, the science is settled on 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, all right, sure, that's an argument, but. No, I mean, I just think that the things are a lot more complex, and you know, and really, like, if I were a doctor, I'd be like, I don't care about your certification anymore. The world, like, they're committing genocide against the whole planet. So why does that even matter? Right?
Yeah, now, and I love
about getting the truth out.
And I love how they use the word misinformation. Like, we know what's misinformation and what's not. The science is settled, folks.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app CoSurtify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSurtified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host today, William Repillum. And yeah, William, this is just ridiculous. I mean, the fact that they say they refer to us providing misinformation, subject to disciplinary actions, suspension, right, revocation of medical license. But yeah. Providing misinformation, and then in the next paragraph, just specifically talking about speaking out against vaccines. The evidence that we have safe, effective, and widely available vaccines is overwhelming. Again, COVID vaccines, particularly concerned.
That's misinformation.
Authority to denigrate vaccination. Yeah. I mean, so so misinformation equals, like, well, denigrating vaccines is equals misinformation. They're just telling you that is dogma, that's the rule, and you can't go against that, or you'll lose your medical license.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really this argument, this being able to show something like this to people who go, well, the doctors, you're not listening to the medical professionals. I defer my intelligence over to the CDC, or I defer my intelligence over to medical journals. I defer my own intelligence over to the doctor. And it's like, okay, great. Well, look what the doctor has to deal with. They have to comply or else. So is that what you really want to do? Because the doctor can't be objective. He's not allowed to be objective now. And, and when it comes to the medical journals, right? The same exact thing going on there. Lorraine Day actually, going back to Lorraine Day, but she's great. She's actually, when she was working as a doctor, she was a trauma surgeon. Well, she got called to do conferences where they were trying to collect information, and it was the NIH, National Institutes of Health, and they would ask her for her professional opinion with some other doctors. And when the National Institute of Health didn't like it, they said, change it. No, we don't like that. We don't want that. So, and when she wouldn't do it, they said, okay, well, then we'll just do it ourselves. But what they're trying to do is they try to get the doctors to sign their name to this BS because they're the medical authorities. And, you know, and the doctors often just feel like their hands are tied, you know. It would be good to get some more doctors and interview them on this specific thing, being called in by institutions like the NIH and asked to corroborate things or give their opinion about things, but then having it not fit their narrative and then being told to either change it or they're going to just kick them out of the conference, you know?
And then this other statement, code of professionalism and physicians providing misinformation. Important update, a statement about ABEM, certified physicians providing misleading and inaccurate information to the public. The American Board of Emergency Medicine, ABEM, supports public health measures that decrease the spread of COVID-19 and reduce the risk of severe illness, such as the appropriate use of face masks and vaccination for eligible people. So, and then a bunch of newspeak, just like the other one, requires that physicians refrain from contact that the board determines in its sole judgment to be sufficiently egregious that it is inconsistent with ethical behavior by a physician. Well, what is inconsistent with ethical behavior by a physician? Well, refer to paragraph one, right? Supporting health measures regarding face masks and vaccination for eligible. It's like, you know, a Monty
Python. Circular logic.
Yeah.
Circular logic. And, well, we can't tell you exactly what the misinformation is or give you any or refute it at all. We're just accuse you of this, and there's no – this is what's happening. This is Bolshevism, and this is why there's no habeas corpus anymore for the people of January 6th. They were arrested without charge and being held without, without any crime being committed. You know, it's medical habeas corpus violation, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one more we had from the American Medical Association, AMA, a COVID-19 guide, AMA COVID-19 guide, background messaging on vaccines, vaccine clinical trials, and combating vaccine misinformation. Overview, it is critical that physicians and patients have confidence in the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines as they become available for public use. Yeah. The AMA has called for the utmost transparency in the vaccine development process and has urged the FDA to keep physicians actively informed about the process for vaccine authorization or licensure, standards for review and safety and efficacy data so that doctors can address their patients' questions and concerns. To overcome vaccine hesitancy and ensure widespread vaccine acceptance among all demographic groups, physicians in the broader public health community must continue working to build trust in vaccine safety and efficacy, especially in marginalized and minoritized communities with historically well-founded mistrust in medical institutions.
Ah, yeah, like the Tuskegee. One thing to bring up there. Tuskegee.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, William Rapillum. And
yep.
I see you're... Yes. Back just in time. And just to add one more thing from the overview of that American Medical Association COVID-19 guide. After mentioning the minoritized communities, marginalized communities, they go on to say, as COVID-19 vaccines become more widely available, it is critical that physicians continue to ensure they practice and encourage their patients to wear masks, physical distance, and wash hands until a critical mass of the population is vaccinated. And again, they wouldn't have this emergency use authorization if safe and effective treatments were known and available, which they are. And that would be primarily hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So that's been a big stumbling block in their way all along. And that's
right.
Why you have another thing that Fauci flip-flops on with that. Australia is banning doctors from prescribing ivermectin. But in general, the CDC over here is blocking doctors from writing prescriptions for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And we have the documentation on that. We have the documents, folks. So, And maybe we should jump to the phones. It looks like we have a caller, Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, not to change the subject. Have you caught a wind of that, some of that drone footage on InfoWars of what's going on the border?
I caught some little video clips and stills, and they're trying to take attention away from it. It seems it's pretty backed up and chaotic down there.
Yeah, now the Haitians are invading us. They've been the Jews have been boating the Haitians into Mexico, and they're coming up. I mean, it's just a total orchestrated invasion, and along with this COVID hoax, and the death vaccine, it's just total white genocide. I mean, these people are coming after us hard.
And some people about the border. Some people were putting out some tweets from Del Rio, Texas, saying 8,200 individuals there. It swelled to number of migrants waiting to be processed.
They've banned. I mean, I don't look at InfoWars very often, but there's a snippet up there that they're banning drones over the border. Not that they have any. How are they going to control it? If I think those pictures were taken from the Mexican side, so it's such a huge border, but they're funneling them in, and it's all organized by our ZOG. They're funneling them in certain sections. And they're banning drones. They don't want the pictures to come out. I mean, I've known this has been going on since February. Okay, and it has been going on since February. But I'm just one individual, and I've just been focusing, on the Rothschild Jew code hoax, and informing primarily white people around this area and down in Florida, don't take the death vaccine. I mean, I can't be everywhere at one time. Okay,
well, we've had someone. At least speaking out in Congress, Republican of South Carolina, Senator John Kennedy, said Friday the FAA's grounding of all drones near that Texas bridge is fulfilling the Biden administration's goal to hide the lunacy of its open border policy. So at least we have someone vocal in Congress so that they can't hide that in the news cycle.
Nothing's going to do any good except force of arms. I mean, I don't know where this governor of Texas is at. And white people are a minority in Texas. Most of them are just a bunch of cowards. And, they're too busy going to John Hagee and Joel Osteen and TJ Jakes and other BS garbage stadium churches that only mentally ill people would walk into. So that's a large section of your Texas white population. And I'm calling a spade, because this is where all this mentally ill filth comes out of, is the state of Texas. I know that may burn a few people, but hey, get pissed off. Why don't you go out and protest with your guns? But I mean, this is being spread all over. Anyway, on a local note, did you catch wind of what's going on in downtown Chicago with the Mexicans, Richard?
No. Why? What's going on downtown?
Flooding. Oh no, this has been going on all week, and it's going to go on through the weekend. They're flooding down there, with all their pickup trucks and their cars with them huge flags, and they're driving all over, especially the South Loop, and they're going berserk, yelling and screaming. And they're just going berserk down there, and they've had to cut off some streets, and because it was just getting so out of hand. And, I will say it is, I give them credit as much as I don't want them here. And I look down upon, a lot of them. They have the guts to stick up for themselves, unlike, white American cowards, okay, who do absolutely nothing. They're just sitting there doing nothing when this is all going on.
As far as the whole pandemic, I think it's good to inform people that the response has been what the real damage is from, and it's an overreaction that's been intentional all along. Something that really, without comorbidities, anything that is out there, you could argue till the end of time whether something exists or not, is isolated or not. The point is that it's no different than statistically what we see people from cold and flu each year. And without the comorbidities, there's nothing out there that warrants any of this.
It's a hoax. And anyway, I'll be out there again. It's just incredible. I had about like 15 people in a row last afternoon give me the finger. And every one of them, you knew they took that vaccine. I had some Mexican broad in the truck with the flags give me a finger, too.
Let's see if William, does William have any questions for you about your activism or anything?
Well, you're the guy that was... that goes out and you actually put signs up, and you're a pretty brave guy, right? I think you called in before.
Yeah, rush hour, 4 to 6, only 2 hours a day. We're in heavy traffic. That's
good for you. Yeah, good that's for you, people, man.
That's what people should be doing. You know, like I said, this thing, and I'll end it because I don't want to just go on and on and on. You know, this thing in D.C., who knows? I bet you a couple hundred people show up. Okay, and I think it's, who knows, the FBI could be running the whole thing, but, you know, the whole way to do this is on a dispersed basis all over the country, hundreds of thousands of white people getting out there, just name it, saying that the vaccine is, you know, we'll kill you, and then point them to a site like mine that goes into that, but also goes into who's behind the whole thing, and that's the Rothschild Jews. Okay, it's their Zohar. The Gentile needs to be exterminated, okay? And even some of these more mainstream sites are going there. Humansarefree.com. He's talking about the calligraphy pen. It's all connected. It's all there. And, I mean, that's how you burn these people, and we're really missing an opportunity. You do something safe on the streets, and you point them to the truth. I think it would make a difference. And anyway, thanks for the call, man. I'll let you guys go, okay?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Always appreciate your calls. Yeah, right, William, I just sent you in the Skype chat there your the recent photo from over the interstate that Tony had with all the signs.
Oh,
that's a good example. Yeah, I just messaged you.
Okay. Yeah, let me check it out. All right. I got three photos. I'm having trouble downloading. Real quick, while it's downloading, I want to mention one thing that I read in Lorraine Day's book.
Yeah.
That you know, the Gentile, these so-called Jews are actually the real Gentiles. Because they're not even descendants of Abraham, anyway, right? They're descendants of these Khazars. And anyway, there's no racial connection at all anyway. How are you going to connect racially? You're from the bloodline of Abraham 6,000, 4,000 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah, right, all right? So it's just asinine anyway.
Well,
you can't go back that far.
All right. I don't know. There are, you know, yeah, I hear a lot of debates over origin and bloodline related to what is referred to as the Jewish people. General, though, I mean, even going back to the most ancient writings, there are some pretty warped ways about these people, pretty aggressive without precedent. As far as anyone else comparing it toward others, hostile toward others. And it goes on to this day, and people who are just everyday, you know, not some like Zionists or extremists or, you know, far out kind of variations, but, you know, you're just everyday Jews, you know. I mean, I've heard a lot of great examples. I mean, like being told that, you know, you don't consider the Ten Commandments regarding non-Jews. That was something that it was, as far as the way its intent was, it was actually just things you don't commit against other Jews. And so the Ten Commandments are out the window for Gentiles. Wow. And I mean, you've had everyday Jews, and I mean, I could cite examples like Michael Rivero on this network. His first wife was Jewish, and he had a hard time believing that from her for a long time. And then eventually he thought she was pulling his leg, you know, that the Ten Commandments don't apply to non-Jews. She was told growing up, I mean, that's how much just everyday Jews still are aware of these things and hear about it, and it's passed on, is what I mean. Now, to the extent that all of them practice it in life and actually would commit those kind of things, you know, I mean, that's for each their own. Of course, I'm not saying that everyone would. Of course, some embrace morality regardless. But I'm just saying that stuff is still maintained and spread, you know, with each generation. It's pretty surprising how widespread that sort of attitude. We do have another caller, though.
Richard, can I just finish? Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had more you wanted.
Well, yeah, you cut me off, and I wasn't able to finish. No, but no problem. Okay, wait. So Christianity, I'm going to read this out of Lorraine Dane's book. Christianity did not arise out of Judaism. Judaism began 300 years after Christ, when the Pharisees wrote down their pagan oral traditions in 300 A.D. Pagan traditions they had brought back from captivity in Babylon that became the Jewish Babylonian Talmud, the holiest book of Judaism, a book that is filled with immense hatred by Jews against Jesus Christ, Christianity, Christians, and all Gentiles. Judaism is a satanic pagan cult. It is not an ethnicity. And I'll add to that that Israelites, the true Israelites, were the people that were Christians, because the people even before Christ came were Christian, because they were waiting
for
Christ.
Well, I got to tell you, though, to some extent, I disagree with that as well. I mean, they have DNA tests to get into Israel and become a citizen for citizenship. What about the diseases that are specifically like Tay-Sachs disease, some things that are particularly susceptible to the Jewish people? I'd say there is a DNA connection there in what is the current.
But what is it a connection to? A people that have been doing it is a
strong admixture of quite a lot of admixtures introduced at different points in history. Of course, as far as the primary group I'm referring to with the Tay-Sachs sort of a sensitivity, okay, for example, and what have you, that exists today. But so, I mean, there is a component in each. Okay.
One question for you. What are they testing for in the DNA test? How, you know, just like a few generations back, some people that were considered to be Jewish?
Looking for a specific different categories of variants of admixture, which, you know, they're people in the current
different DNA
lineage.
So they claim to have different DNA than the rest of the human race.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, they're actually a combination of a lot of different races, really, as I say. And I mean, we've all heard about the Khazarian migration for one group of them. But I mean, as far as the, you know, the influence from DNA of other races, there's a lot of Asiatic, for one thing. And then there's, you know, mestizo, there's a bit of black, and there's a lot in the Jew, actually. But there are specific admixtures that they have as DNA references when they're doing these DNA tests to identify their people. Hmm. No
doubt. I would love to examine that and do a little bit more of a deep dive.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love to join you for that.
Because I just think that's that's ridiculous. I think they do claim that they have some kind of superior DNA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. But as far as what I've heard from a lot of researchers and a lot of data that backs it up, that they provide, that they furnish, that what I said does hold as far as the combination of a lot of races actually that exists in these specific admixtures that are identified as quote unquote Jewish, say to the Israelis currently or what have you. But anyway, we have another caller. I don't want to leave her on hold forever. I'm trying to get a bit of a balance here. Karen in West Virginia, if you're still on the line, hello.
Hi Richard, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind today, Karen?
Couple things. I've been closely watching the chaos on the border, which was just unbelievable. And I remember how Mike Rivero kicked Tom off the show, and you know he's right. You know, this is, you know, if you keep importing other people, you're just displacing the current population in the country. I mean, this is warfare. It's really obvious. And I remember 6 months ago when I went down to Panama to get my residency down there, everybody kind of laughed and thought, you know, that's a pretty crazy stunt you're doing. But now I've been kind of vindicated, because I don't think this country could survive another 5 years of this. It's just unbelievable what's happened since Biden's been in there. Also, I wanted to mention, I don't know, but I read Zero Hedge a lot, and somebody, it's not me because I got kicked off there twice. They won't let me back on. You know, they censor the comments now heavily. They didn't used to, but now they do. But anyway, somebody's been putting links to RBN on there, which is great. The name is Left Bank. I don't know who this person is, but Maybe it's Paul from California. I don't know. I figure he probably goes to Zero Hedge. But, no, I've been watching this, and the chaos is deliberate. It's destroying the West. It's destroying Christendom. And I don't really care what Jews have for their DNA. It doesn't matter to me. If they feel, if they consider themselves to be Jews, they're pretty much, you can consider them an enemy. They have proven this over and over and over again, and the government's infested with them, and I just don't know where we're going to go from here. I'm glad I live in West Virginia. Nobody wants to live here. None of them live here. None of the illegals live here. They don't come here. They can't get hired. Their families are not here. So I don't know what the end game is, but as far as Jewish people, I really don't care what their admixture is, because at this point, I don't think it matters.
I agree. And if they were to reject the cult, which is Judaism, I don't really care if they're... if their blood, their DNA admixture is what Israel would consider of their people, and I mean, and that as, I'm certainly not the first to say that, and it's certainly no disrespect to trying to look out for our people and the manipulation of Jewish power. I mean, going back to Hitler, he had high-ranking SS officer who was half Jewish by blood, but completely rejected the religion and the culture. And he considered him an honorary Aryan. So, if it's good enough for Hitler,
their in-group preference is just off the charts. I'm in some of these Panamanian expat Facebook groups because I learned a lot. And I was mentioning to someone that I avoid kosher products because I don't like being stuck with paying for the kosher. Label, because it doesn't do me any good. Why do I want to pay for all this? And then this Jewish guy, who's one of the administrators, I didn't know he was Jewish, but I knew he was Jewish after he attacked me. You'd think it was another Shoah. If you even criticize them, even the slightest bit, they go completely off the deep end. I have never seen this with any other group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care I don't really care what their race is or any of that. I really don't care. It's their behavior, and their behavior is appalling. And this administration, something's got to be done, but I may end up having to leave the country because they're just destroying it.
Well, listen, please call
them. They're having a mitzvah all over the country, aren't they?
A lot.
Yeah, I was attacked in the local paper because twice I went to the city council and complained about Jews. And I was just viciously attacked in the paper. The karma came around because the guy that published the paper died. And he was younger. He was a lot younger than me. So I don't know what that means. But it was just unreal because everything that I said was true. And I'm really getting tired of living in a country where you speak the truth and you're literally punished for it.
Right.
When I fly down to Panama next week, I have to have a negative COVID test and a passport, and yet all of these people flooding in on the border, nothing. They don't have to have a passport. They don't have to have a COVID test, nothing. I mean, this is, like, unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did this in Bolshevik Russia, too. They just flaunted it in their face. If you look in the Gulag Archipelago, that book, they talk about how nonsensical they were putting it in everyone's face. Yeah, that's how it is, and so that's what they're doing here, too. And people are just thinking that somehow reason is going to prevail.
Well, thank you, Karen.
No, it's like Jeremy says, they rejected Christ, because I'm Christian, and I know my verses and all of that, but he's absolutely right. When you reject mm-hmm. Christ to this extent, these people, and then claim they're chosen by God, wickedness that can come out of this is just unbelievable.
Well, thank you. You make a lot of great points, Karen. Yeah, please call more often. I really appreciated your call.
Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, I listen every day. I don't call very often, but because I like to listen to the other people call. But I'll call you back, Richard.
Please do.
Thank you for letting me vent. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Richard, can I address one last thing here?
Well, I have one more caller I wanted to get to here.
Okay. Sure.
Could you be brief with your point? But,
yeah,
please.
It's brief. The Bible clearly states what I was saying is that the Israelites or the Christians
The real descendants, not this Jew thing, whatever, that was added to the Bible by the translators. So, you know, the whole thing is flipped around.
Okay. Well, that's not too much of a focus for my show, Bible Interpretation, but, I mean, it's good information to throw in. And
okay, Richard. Sure.
No, but it's cool. It's always welcome, I'm saying. Oh. You know,
yeah,
but just not,
you.
Yeah, I was trying to not take too much time on that. But, I mean, no, I know, I appreciate more in-depth between you and Jeremy on some of his broadcasts. And that's so well appreciated for the RBN listeners.
We're on Thursdays, Thursday nights.
And James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get back to you the last couple of days. I think we should look for the drones being used on the Patriots. I believe those drones will be used against gun owners and this kind of thing. And I'm not the only one that Matt Bracken also has mentioned this. Hello?
William, do you have any response to that or thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question? I apologize.
Drones potentially being used against the Patriots in some form.
Oh, sure. Why wouldn't they do that? Of course, they'll do everything at their disposal. Patriots are now considered terrorists. They're being held in prison with no habeas corpus. Rights are taken away from people. We don't have a country that follows the Constitution anymore. It's been getting, it's just really reached a fever pitch. So I don't know specifically what you're referring to, but definitely I think that of course they would definitely do that. And, satellite, whatever, surveillance, any kind of surveillance. I mean, they have, it's not just drones, it's, cameras everywhere. Whatever you're saying in your phone, your text messages.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything else, James?
I would advocate portable radar. Everybody should have portable radar units to track these drones. Okay. Thanks kindly.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
thank
please.
You for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, please call more often. Have a good weekend, James. And you as well, William. Any final point you wanted to stress there?
I tried to say my point a little more succinctly, but I didn't get it out quite properly. But that's okay. We'll do it another time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Always great to have you here.
Appreciate you having me on.
Always just goes so quickly. And have a good weekend to all the listeners. And to William. Thank you, William. Stick around for Patrick Slattery for National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. Please support RBN, folks. This is an ideal time. We've been hurt pretty badly right now. Your support, as always. The listeners are what pay the bill. I will bid you farewell. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you